Jeffrey Wright, even if Biden wins, the illnesses of these last 4 years may never go away. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 15, 2020. Actor Jeffrey Wright claims that even if Joe Biden defeats President Donald Trump in the November election, the Westworld and Batman star says an illnesses in America that has flared up hard during these last 4 years may never go away. Even if Biden wins, and he must, our country is hurting culturally, politically, economically, spiritually. We devour ignorance hungrily, said Wright in a recent interview with the Daily Beast. We're moral only to the extent that it serves us. We're materialistic. We veer toward senseless violence. We're in love with guns. Some dangerous illnesses have been flared up hard during these last 4 years. A Biden win will slam the garbage lid on some of it. But all that's not disappearing next January or anytime soon, he added. We'll either heal and evolve, or we won't. And I'm not so sure we want to. Wright, who appears somewhat sour on the fact that Biden is the Democratic nominee for president, goes on to admit that the progressive left is apprehensive about the former vice president. I think the hope for those on the left of the Democratic Party who might be disappointed is that they represent a bridge toward a more progressive, tolerant America, and away from this callous, right-wing attempt to reshape the country into some authoritarian, hyper-religious, zealous, strange ethnostate or whatever it is they imagine they're doing, claimed Wright. Last month, after the president's brother Robert Trump passed away, Jeffrey Wright took to Twitter to imply that President Trump doesn't care about his late brother. If you sit in the most powerful office in the country and 170,000 dead Americans don't light the fire of concern inside you, what's one dead brother gonna do? Earlier this year, while watching President Trump's State of the Union address with his 90-year-old aunt, Wright claimed that President Trump and his clan of supporters were yearning to take the country back to her childhood, when Democratic-dominated state legislatures in the South enforced racial segregation. I love that my 90-year-old aunt knows how to dip into an Insta story, the actor wrote. She's also watching every second BTW power naps, as Trump and his clan of sycophants try to corrupt America back to a perverse reconjuring of her Jim Crow childhood, like a hawk. She's not fooled. We shouldn't be. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.